You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Agoin Hagodol the Tzitz Eliezer. Odos vitaminim. If you're allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos, old question. Things that are chicken soup, if you have a bad cold, and you're having chicken soup because you have a bad cold, it's mutter, it's meichel briyim. I noticed the Aruch HaShulchan asked, there's a lashon in Maran Brachas. It's mashma if you're only eating it, if you're not eating it for refuah. If you have a tea because you have a sore throat, or chicken soup because you have a cold, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's mate meichel briyim, even if you're eating it just for refuah. Not only that, maybe at the Gemara, something that's bad for, it's good for the stomach, but it's bad for the throat. So even though it's good for one thing, bad for another thing, but if healthy people eat it, so then it's mutter, even though you're eating it because you have a cold or because you're sick. Meichel briyim is mutter, and as I say, even if your motive to eat it is for the medicine value, like chicken soup, it's mutter because healthy people eat it. So this is what we quoted the Gemara in Shabbos called Eichlin u'mashkim, she'em Meichel Briyim. Any food or drink that's Meichel Briyim, mutal le'echol l'shtosin l'fua, afi she'em koshim l'tzas Briyim. Or Dvarim. It's like we had in the Gemara. And therefore it's mucha milst l'fua ovin, and he's doing it for medicine. So I don't know what he means it's mucha, like, but I thought healthy people eat it. So if healthy people eat it, if why is it for him muchach? Maybe it's just one of these healthy people who is eating it. It must be a case. The situation is maybe he doesn't like it, or I don't know. Because see, what do you mean umucha milsa? Why is it mucha milsa? If healthy people eat it, if you like a shark, but chasheno meichel mashkebriyim, something that's not eaten by healthy people, osalach l'shtos l'fua. If it's eino meichel briyim, it's also l'achlov l'shtos l'refua. But let's say you're totally healthy. V'davka, zok the Shulchan Aruch, v'davka mishyesh lo michush ba'alma. If you have a michush, there's something wrong with you. Avol ein lo shum michush, there's nothing is wrong with you, mutter, you're allowed to eat it. V'chenim nafal amishkov shari. Now this last five words, you know, you're allowed to take medicine if you're sick. Nafal amishkov is a chayla. We're matter for a chayla to take medicine.
What kind of
chayla? She'ein bo sakana, nafal mishka. That's definition chayla. That's definition chayla. But the mechaber paskins that im ein lo shum michush mutter, that if it's ein lo meichel mashke briyim, but you're 100%, then and you have no michush, avlem ein lo shum michush, it's mutter.
Why are you taking it then?
So now that's the question. We'll see. Are you taking it because you want to get stronger, or you're taking it because you like it?
Let's say it was prescribed to you.
So let's analyze as Tzitz Eliezer does Kedargo. Beautiful Truvis in the Tzitz Eliezer. This is the Tzitz Eliezer from Yerushalayim. Nilmad Mipsak Shechna Zed Tardi. Reishis, Davashu Meichel Umashka Shabriyam Mutafilu Mishayeshlo Michushim. If you have a sore throat and you want to drink tea, but since healthy people drink tea, or my example of chicken soup, any other thing like that, you don't like soup, and you're just having the soup because it's good for your head cold. As your bubby told you, and it's mutter. Hagam shemucha milsa l'fua. You may have a bad cough. He's coughing away, and he's drinking tea. So it's, everyone knows you drink while you're drinking the tea. But if it's Michael Bream, it's mutter. V'sheinis the adam bari shelo shum michush. Adam bari shelo shum michush. If you're totally healthy. Now, what does it mean? If you're totally healthy, what does it mean? Make you stronger. Nothing's wrong with me, but I want to make myself stronger. Like people used to think vitamin C. People used to think, my mother, Allah Shalom.
Because
I called. Yeah. Some people think
it's. They don't believe it.
Yeah. It's not proven. Many scientific studies have said fakarit, but the people who's Prevention Magazine, Paskin, you know, my mother, Allah Shalom. Even if they would tell, so he's saying, if somebody has no michush, and he's drinking something that's not Michael Briam, heinu lechizek hamezeg, v'il ochel mash sheino Michael mashke shel Briam. It's not food or drink that's for Briam. V'lo gozu b'kaygel mishum shikas amanim. There is no gzeir shikas amanim if So even things that healthy people don't eat. But if you're, so what does this mean? If I'm 100%, like an aspirin, let's say I'm not sick, but the example, the aspirin, I want to take an aspirin.
I take an aspirin every day.
Yeah. You take on Shabbos?
On Shabbos also?
Yeah. I don't take any medicine.
So, okay. It happens to be that I have blood pressure medicine. Mm-hmm. High blood pressure. Now, high blood pressure could be a sakana. It certainly, it could be sakana high blood pressure. So,
but if you miss one day.
So when I started taking, I took it 7 days a week. Then I saw my blood pressure is good, so I stopped on Shabbos. But then, after a while, after a year or so, I stopped taking it. I just stopped taking it. I figured maybe I'm cured. So I went back to my doctor and he said, get right back on it. Then I started taking 7 days a week because my blood pressure shot up.
Wow.
So
once it gets regulated, if you miss one day.
So I take it 7 days a week. Now you say, what's one of my heterim? Because there's nothing wrong with me. See, that's the irony. According to this, we'll see, this is
now
not
really,
so simple.
You're taking medicine to...
L'chizuk mazag. This is called... I have no mechush. Nothing. I have no mechush.
You're preventing
it. But high...
You're preventing
it. Yeah, but, when you don't have high blood
you're
pressure.
You're preventing it from
going
out.
So now my blood pressure is fine.
That's okay.
So you do have high blood pressure.
No.
The medicine is keeping it in
check. It's bringing it down.
So, but when I'm taking this pill, I have no high blood pressure. I have no mechush.
Does Remy take it on Shabbos or right before and right after?
On Shabbos.
Oh, so you can take
it. I take it every 24 hours in the mornings. Like you can't
take it every. So check it. See if you can change it at nights.
You're going to soon see the Magen Avraham is going to knock this off, Rabbi Yisai. Mm-hmm. See, according to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. According to the language of the Shulchan, if you have no michush, and it's lechizuk mazoga, which I would tie as David's aspirins, so lechizuk mizugo, she'en lo shum michush. See, the question is, high cholesterol could be called a michush. So he's arguing, my high blood pressure is a michush.
High blood pressure is.
Yeah, but I don't have high blood. When you take the medicine, you don't have high blood pressure.
Because you're taking the medicine
naturally.
So when I take it, I don't have any michush now. The point is, my argument is, I'm saying when it's regulated, if I wouldn't take it, I would have high blood pressure.
Right.
So is that called a mechush? That's called the chizuk mazoga. No. Chizuk mazoga means you're strengthening yourself, so you shouldn't have a machla. Right. That's what chizuk mazoga means by definition. Right. So you and me, David, you with your aspirins, also the same thing. Once I heard my blood pressure shut up, so I was afraid. So I said, I better start being religious and getting 7 days. And then when I go back to Ryan, I'll see if it's in control. Then I'll paskin again. So it's ironic, the two heterim. If it's high, my heter is sakana.
Right.
If it's right, my heter is have no michush.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, you know, I gave a shiur in Kiryat Sefer about the sleeping pills. When I came to Kiryat Sefer, they asked me to give a shiur one year, Friday night, and...
I don't
need any
sleeping pills
Friday night. You bet I need sleeping pills because I just got into Eretz Yisrael. It was jet lag. So I said, my cousin, this is interesting, my cousin Mori Willig holds, if you can't sleep, you're called a chaylin, the heter is your chayla. I hold the heter because you have no mechush. It's two opposite heterim. Now, but this is better than lechizuk mazogai. When I'm taking a sleeping pill, I'm not strengthening my mezek. I'm just solving a problem. In other words, my rise from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to take something to get rid of shichrus. You're not sick. If a person's drunk, is he sick? You're allowed to take something on Shabbos to get rid of drunkenness. So my comparison is jet lag is like drunkenness. I'm not sick. I'm 100% healthy. And I'm not taking this to get stronger. It's just that I can't sleep because of my class. I didn't take it. I was machmir. Let's get to Magen Avraham. Rabbi says it's going to be paskin like a Magen Avraham. It's going to all change in a minute. Mm-hmm. See, this mechaber, Darach HaShulchan wants to say the mechaber is ma'idah to the Magen Avraham. We'll see. It's a machlokes. See, it's mashman the mechaber that even not Michael Briam, things that are not Michael Briam, which I could define as medicine, if you have no mechush, it's mutter. Vimke. Efshel minu lezele sug vitaminim. So he jumps right to his vitamins. Asher alfei anoshim shamshem chol yom yom ka'ichal noisaf. Now, let's get to the lumbus of vitamins. Vitamins, thousands of people use them ka'ichal noisaf, like extra food.
That's not. That does not sound like modern.
This is not the vitamins. It's very nogea. I know there are different kinds of vitamins. This is not the vitamins. It's not like.
It's a multivitamin. This is
right, right.
Eichel Noisef means a supplement.
This is multivitamins.
Supplement.
So I'm afraid, look, I don't eat. My diet is a little schwach. I don't want to. I don't have this. It's just to supplement your diet. Eichel Noisef. It's not.
No scurvy.
Iron, it has iron.
Eichel Noisef. Velochim Zeus. Okay, lachsoich ba'eichel. Instead of eating and eating, I'll take my multivitamins, and so I can eat less food. Shelo yosifu yoser midala mishkaluch noime. He doesn't want to put on weight.
It's not food.
He doesn't put on weight, so he takes vitamins. You'll see he's going to argue it's like food. Two reasons, matar on Shabbos. Reishis, nitin lekvaj, shavim kemaychel briyam. So he calls it Michael Briam. Now, I agree with him. Yeah, he has two reasons. First of all, Michael Briam is loved after Michael. I always tie it. Briam, take it. Doesn't matter, they don't eat it, but Briam, take it. Uh-huh. Now, he's calling it Michael Briam because it's the same function as food. Right. Everyone takes vitamins, so it's Michael Briam. So everyone takes them. If it's Michael Briam, Rabbi Isai, you can take a refuah. So if the doctor prescribes you a certain vitamin because you have it with your eyes, let's say a guy has a problem with his eyes, say take vitamin C. So you can take vitamins because it's Michael Briam.
You know, the problem I have with the whole thing is, this is a pill. In order to produce it, it's the same as medicine.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
So I don't understand why you might want
a little of it, you might crush it, you might do this, the same things you do with medication.
Would you say the same thing with garlic? You can eat it raw.
Garlic is food.
Mishenis.
So I'm saying some of them yes, some of them not.
First of all, he calls it Michael Briam. You're right, Svi, you have to manage it, you have to crush herbs maybe to make produce them. But Lemaisa, it's Michael Briam, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Mishenis. If you know Mechshavos of Michael Briam. Okay, you want to say, no, it's not Michael Briam. Maybe because of your reason, Svi, it's not Michael. Mm-hmm. You won't carry Michael Briam, but remember what we said. If you're healthy, if you're the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, even not Michael Briam, you're allowed to take lechazik mizgai. Mikabu mutarim elu shlokim oisam, b'chayom acham b'makom oichal noisif, lam shulchan gam b'shabes, v'yosef eilam shum nichosh miyucha. Nothing wrong with him. Mm-hmm. He's taking vitamins because he wants to make sure he's getting enough food, getting enough vitamins that he needs. V'alkei mutal lehem lekachtam lechizik mizgam. But the second heter is not so simple. See, the first half, if you want to call it Michael Briam, you're in good shape. But if you're going to say vitamins, it's not called Michael Briam, you have to deal with the Magen Avraham. Om the Magen Avraham Sifkot Mem Gim. Lo mate be'en lo shum michush, kim b'sheis o'echoso l'ravo l'tzoyma. See, the Magen Avraham throws a monkey wrench at that whole head.
He's saying this.
The Magen Avraham says, you're only allowed to do it if it's the het of ain't lo shum michosh. If it's not Michael Briam, remember Rabbi said Morgan and Rabbi told me it's not Michael Briam. Yeah. So you're allowed to do it. You're thirsty, or you're hungry, and you're eating something that's not Michael Briam. So then it's mutter. Aval im achal kolshek. Aval kolshek mas liyos gufo bari also. If it's for health purposes, if it's not by Chabrim, it's us. So the Magen Avraham is a problem. If you're taking something that's not Michael Brim, in order to make yourself stronger, to strengthen your body,
But we said the vitamins are Michael Briam, didn't we?
That was his first reason. He's saying on the second reason. If you consider it Michael Briam, it's no problem.
Oh,
Michael Briam you're allowed to take for health reasons. Mm-hmm. But if it's not Michael Briam, we have the problem with the Magen Avraham. Cause the Magen Avraham, Aser, Ayin Sham. Our vitamin Shaila, Hahu Kadeh Lechazik Mizgai. You're not taking it if you're thirsty or hungry, you're taking it l'chazik mizgo. According to the second heter of the Magen Avraham.
It's not Michael Briam.
Yeah, if you say it's not Michael Briam, you want to call vitamins not Michael Briam. Now, what's the svara to say it's not Michael Briam? Because it's not food.
It's a pill.
Now he's going to say no. He's going to say lumdis.
He was going to argue on the Gemara of Rome?
No, Chas V'Shal. Even though, you know, it's debatable, but the Mishnah Berurah passes the Gemara of Rome. No, he's going to go against the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. No. Avabez Shuvah's B'da. Reishis. Divrei Magen Einam Muskan. Okay, he says it's a Bachalak V'Shoin. Hey, Miraka Pichita Sator. The Aruch HaShechon argues with this, by the way. But he says that the Magen Avraham is Raka Pichita Sator. Vidaitu B'Kabanis Devarav. See, you notice the Shechon Aruch says Fakert. Shechon Aruch is almost clearly fakir from the Magen Avraham, so he claims it's takamachloikis. But Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef who wrote the Shechon Aruch b'tur Shem Sover, Pedir Deloke. The Beis Yosef says, he says it's clear, even though I saw the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't want to learn that way. But the Beis Yosef is almost clear that if you're healthy, you're allowed to take it, even Kedai L'chazik Mizgah, not like the Magen Avraham. And the Chol Sheino Chola Klal, and a Chola Klal, nothing's wrong with you. Mutalo lechav lishos oichu mashim shenim malchal b'riim. I feel ain't on the roi v'lo tzame. Beis Yosef seems to be clearly not like the Magen Avraham. The Gamba the Satur, because they shom lefarsh du karam namike. The Beis Yosef says the Torah doesn't even mean it. According to the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham is basing himself on a tour, and Beis Yosef says the tour is lav dafka. The tour says ravo el tzama. Beis Yosef says it's lav dafka. That's a daichet. Ela urcha demos nakayin shab. So according to the Beis Yosef, that's why the Mechaber Rabbi says almost clear, like not like the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham is one who says it's only if you're thirsty or hungry. Beis Yosef doesn't hold that way. That's why the Magen Avraham says it seems to be going against the Mechaber. Or it is. Because the Mechaber is Lashita's Beis Yosef, and the Magen Avraham is passing like the Pashtas of the Tor. He's going to make a great raya that the Mechaber means not like the Magen Avraham. We read the Mechaber, the first paragraph. Mechaber means clearly even Lerfua, the Lechazik Mizgoy. Tarik Lechazik Mizgoy. Ashal Hai Gabnu Shem Musab Dvar Vazeh. The Dover Zen Nirik Yotzi Ken Gabi Divar Ramon Mashos Fal Zeh Vekosibu Lashem Vichenim Nafal Mishkov Shari. The famous Ramon. This is the head of taking medicine if you're sick. Now what is he taking it for? Ramon throws in there. Vichenim Nafal Mishkov Shari. What's he talking about? Lerfua. So obviously before he's talking Lerfua. He's proving from the note of the Ramah that the Mechaber meant l'refuah. In other words, Rabbi say it's ironic. If you're healthy or you're sick, you can take medicine. It's funny.
Why?
What else is there if you're not healthy?
Why can you take it?
Mechush. The Iser of medicine. I know. There's Gemaras. I always tie the Ramban, Dingsach on the Ramah. It's an amazing thing that we're matter medicine when you're sick. It's an irony because the whole gzeira of medicine should be when you're sick.
No, we're talking about it's medicine.
People take it when they're not sick either.
No, I'm not That's talking about vitamins. I'm talking about real medicine.
But we're talking about vitamins.
No.
No, real medicine.
Ramah is saying that medicine you could take if you're healthy or if you're sick.
So medicine.
The medicine. Eino Michael Brian, medicine. Eino, we're talking now the second part of the Mechaber. Eino Michael Brian. So if you're healthy, you can take it. And the Ramah says, and if you're sick, you can take it.
So what is it? You can't take it if you're mechush. What's mechush mean?
A headache, a stomach ache, an eye ache.
Not nafal mishka. Right before that.
Right. Most of the time when you're sick, you're not nafal. Most when we say a person's sick is mechush. You have a running nose, you have a cold. That's all mechush. When you're in bed, chol l'shem b'sakon is a chol. You're in bed, you're out of it. You're a flu. A chol is a flu. You know, that's a real chol.
That's not for
so mechush. So then you're allowed to take medication on Shabbos.
Stomach ache, headache. It's all mechush.
You need a hechsher for vitamins.
If they're unedible, pashtus, you don't necessarily need to be kosher.
You don't need a hechsher.
Some people say only if you're a chol, they may be to be mechush. Some people are
mechush. It's not mechush.
V'chinam nafal mechush.
So what's the rule?
So again, if you have the Magen Avraham says if you have a bad headache, you're a chol ein bo sakon. Tzar gadol, Magen Avraham says is like a chol. So it's a big head of a toothache, take a couple of Advils, toothache, bad headache, migraine headache. Tzar gadol, Magen Avraham says, that's what we paskin,
chol ein bo sakon. Something like that.
That's already sakana. That's already sakana.
That has to be sakana.
Yeah. So the Ramah says, nafal mishkav, you'll have to take medicine. The Mechaber says if you're healthy, you're allowed to take medicine. And the Tzitz Eliezer is saying the Mechaber doesn't mean like the Magen Avraham. He's going like the Beis Yosef, that even if you're doing it, Kedei Lechazik Mizgo. So he says, Masha Shein Lo Meichosh Lo Se Shnafel Mishka. Ubogam Zev Limit Al Zeh, Ma Nafel Mishka Shai Fila Rufua, Nafel Mishka, what do I mean? You take for medicine. So when the Machabes said, if you're not sick at all, and just Lechazik Mizgo, you'll have to take it even for medicine purposes, not like the Magen Avraham. So he's, you'll see, he's not gonna argue La Lacha. He's just saying you should know that the Machaba and the Beis Yosef holds that everyone agrees that you're allowed to take it for medicine. Who are dinami the shayfi lefuah she'ein lo shumichush. The gam and mishnah berurah is a bazeh. Even the mishnah berurah noticed this. He's saying I'm not saying something the mishnah berurah didn't notice. The gam and mishnah berurah is a bazeh. B'dayik lichtov that she osim oski lechazik mizgu who raklefi amogin avram b'shem ator. See, it's the Magen Avraham's diuk in the Tur. The Beis Yosef disagrees. See, the Tur's lashon is, if you're thirsty or hungry, the Beis Yosef says, lav davke. So the Beis Yosef is shver. See, the Tur is almost clearly arguing on the Mechaba. But the Beis Yosef says...
The Beis Yosef doesn't even believe that the Tur is
Right. But we have to makas like the Magen Avraham. Okay. See, we get paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, paskins like the Magen Avraham. Mm-hmm. So according to the Tur, Rabbi Yisai, there is no shaila, he's saying, to say, he's allowed to take medicine. Even if it's not a Michael Bream, you're healthy. If you're healthy, according to the Torah, you're allowed to take vitamins. I'm sorry, vitamins. If you're healthy, there's nothing wrong with you. The Mechaba permits the Mechaba and the Beis Yosef, even according to the Torah, he learns the Torah's lav davke, hold.
Actually, we have a halachic specs fake over here.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay, but we have the Magen Avraham. Okay, so you'll see. Look at those betos, psak stami v'chalati. He's just showing that the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham is not etched in stone. He's bringing the Magen Avraham, but it's not agreed upon. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah himself, other places, writes, if you're healthy, you can take medicine. Even medicine, if you're healthy. So the vitamins is mutter. This Magen Avraham is questions taking vitamins. Now remember, if you're going to call vitamins Michael Brian, because hundreds and thousands of people take vitamins that are healthy, so then even according to Magen Avraham, it's mutter.
Right.
See, that's you have to remember, Rabbi. So
that's why
if vitamins are Michael Brian, then it's zicha mutter. Because Michael Brian you're allowed to take for medicine purposes. The machloikas says, "Is eino Michael Brim? If you're healthy, can you take it for medicine?" Lechazik mizga. The low old, albi alach living avol, mas mufursh al dmi avram. He's masing on the Magen Avraham the kosev. By the way, Rabbi Say, I wanted to bring. He doesn't have a shachan arach. Magen Avraham has a lot of good rayas. I like the Magen Avraham's rayas. I studied the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham has a lot of good rayas. But I unfortunately, I didn't bring it. But he brings a lot of rayas, the Magen Avraham. I liked a lot of his rayas. He brings rayas to Magen Avraham. He brings rayas. Masig b'mafurish. Well, one of his rayas, some interesting rayas. He brings a raya from the baths. The baths that healthy people, the waters that healthy people don't go into. So if it's nicker that you're doing for medicine, it's usher.
That's because healthy people don't go into it.
So it's ein ha'maychal b'riyim.
Right.
You see, it's not just a
Michael. So why doesn't it say? So the Magen Avraham says, so the Gemara is a stira. One thing Gemara answer that if healthy people do it, one second. Can't remember the rayas. Yeah. He has some good rayas to Magen Avraham. His shita. So he's saying the Tzitzis Elyahu is saying it's not so simple the Mishnah Berurah even paskins like this Magen Avraham. He brings it. He says, "Masig b'mefurish al divrei Magen Avraham." Because Masig b'mefurish al divrei Magen Avraham muchach b'Rambam, the Magen Avraham says it's much in the Rambam. Tafilu bari she'lo michosh asim osel lefua, de'eno mevin rayoso klal. Okay, by the way, the Magen Avraham brings about five rayas. He says it's ray from the Rambam. He doesn't see tvei mashipir shurama megan shainsham. So he's saying, the Magen Avraham means other rayas. It's not only based on this. I don't know about this Rambam. He's saying the Mishnah Berurah Chavetz Chaim says is right. For the Rambam is weak. Chayim b'sefer Eglei Talmud leches toichin sifkam mizayim shemach b'stira rayosef shemagan of Rambam zeh. The Eglei Tal starts up with his rayos. V'oyed yudin b'sefer Torah Shabbos. So you're right. See, he is, you know, showing that there's a lot of things against this Magen Avraham. There are achrayim who argue with the Magen Avraham. The bein derech la'ochel rak lefor b'zeh yesh lechalik bein bar the yesh lamichash. Shema kam b'shulchan aruch. The bein derech la'ochel rak lefor. If people only eat it for a fua, b'zeh yesh lechalik lebein bari liyesh lamichash. K'mo shenemar kam b'shulchan aruch. If he's bari, but if he's healthy, so if you have a michash, can take it. But if you're healthy, mut afshos adav lefor. Now, what does it mean if you're healthy? Learn for what? Dainu lehavru skuva, to strengthen your body. Shalo yavo lo choli ol'le skula. Preventive medicine.
So coming back to the regular medicines that we take, high blood pressure, things like that. What did Rebbe say? Are you considered a chola?
Well, I would say high blood pressure is a chola, yes. If you have high blood pressure, you're a chola.
Now, and therefore, once you're a chola, even though it's not nafal mishkov.
Well, I would say it's enough sakana that you're a chola. I would say that high blood pressure.
But
missing
it one day is not going to put you into
sakana. Yeah. So you're chol shem bo sakana. See, la nius daiti, high blood pressure.
Every day, if you have high blood pressure.
Well, it depends how high. It depends how high.
Right.
But you can't know how high it's going to go. Is this a regular something?
I would say, even if the doctor.
How do you know how high it's going to go?
Okay, look, I would say, you know, you can tell, you know, I don't know the exact numbers in the science, but. I've had a high blood pressure, it's dangerous. I would say, Lanius Daiti, that even though you're not Nafal Amichshav, it's enough to be a Chol Hashem Bazakana. Even, like, Grant, Tzvi is right, high blood pressure could be dangerous, you have a stroke, it can lead to a stroke, but that's be very high. If you're in the higher range, Ryan says, you're lack of, my doctor tells me, you know, 8 years of your life, high blood pressure, average, lack of 8-10 years of your life. That's at least a Chol Hashem Bazakana. It's a Chol Hashem Bazakana. What I'm doing, David, is I always held this way, that even if it's not a sakana, but it's enough to be called a chol shein bo sakana, high blood pressure, even though you're not nafal mishkav.
Oh, so chol shein bo sakana is what? Isn't that a meichash?
That's if you have a little headache. A little headache. Because so a headache is not going to kill you.
So what is this?
This is a chol shein bo sakana because this is something wrong with the body that if you don't take care of it, you can eventually die from it. It can lead to a sakana. So, to me, that's a chol shein bo sakana. That's what I done it. Even though it's not nafal mishkav. See, normally, you want to dance, you say, okay, if it's just a headache, if you're walking around, it's not a chol. But this, by definition, is a chol. If you have high blood pressure, or danger of chas v'shalom stroke, or, you know, certain things that the doctor says, whatever, the cholesterol. So, l'anius daiti, that would be called, is that a meichash, or it's either a meichash or a chol. Then it's worse.
That's right.
Now, can you call high cholesterol, let's say high cholesterol, can you call that a chol shein bo sakana? Would that be a had to take medicine on Shabbos? High cholesterol. Well, if you call it a chol shein bo sakana, you can take medicine. Like the Rama says, nafal mishkav. Nafal mishkav means chol shein bo sakana. I could argue that just like high blood pressure, high cholesterol is a chol shein bo sakana. And you could take medicine for it on Shabbos. Kach nira la nius daiti. Now he says, "Ofishu bari." So he's saying, "Vimubari, if you're healthy." Now we're talking about if you're healthy, not the guy who has high blood pressure, high cholesterol. The healthy guy's just taking vitamins because you know,
stay healthy.
Right? To stay healthy, vimubari. Mutavshos adav lefua. So this is what the sheet of many achranim, not like the Magen Avraham. Title avres gufish lo yavlo choli leskula. He says, "Preventive or leskula," as it's a segula. Ovishu bari vein tzarich lo b'fua mashochel slufua hanavris gufa l'skula havli gabei kashar meichel mashkel masim l'avros haguf. Says it's like all food. It's lechazik mizgai. Says matter it. Ayin sham.
Not all like all food. All food is to satisfy your hunger. It's not only for nutrition. It's to satisfy your hunger.
What?
Or thirst, like you said before. So he's assuming the conclusion right there.
One second, did I mess this up? The third column is doesn't follow? One second, did I mess this up? Nah. Did I miss something? Yeah, I just said, am I missing a line? Am I missing a line? I have the Tzitzeliezer here. Let me look it up. This is Simon Nun. Did I mess it up? Oh, I skipped a line. I'm sorry. I cut out a line. I skipped a line, Rabbi. So I apologize. Look, I brought the tits. Vim Kane, Hu Adin, Gam Bin Nidoneinu Mutal Lekachtam Levari Shein Lo Michush. Ain Lo Michush. So he's saying, if you're fine, if you're healthy, and you're taking vitamins to strengthen yourself, even if you won't call them Michael Brim. If it's not a Michael Brim, it's Mutter. And it makes sense. He gives the Svara. If you're healthy, why are you going to grind up medicine? See, when you have a meichush, you have a headache, you're trying to grind up medicine.
About, you're neurotic about staying healthy.
Yeah, but okay. So that's today, like people. Became a ball. You're not neurotic because you're healthy. Okay, so he's saying nitvi the Magen Avraham. First of all, that many achrayim and the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef doesn't know the Magen Avraham, and this other achrayim, the Toras Chaim, whatever this is, Tor Shabbos, I'm sorry. V'shein is nirlam. And now he says another svar. Now the tzitz is going to say nach alamnis. Tafil matusa the Magen Avraham. It's still hard to argue on this Magen Avraham. So if you don't hold the Magen Avraham, then you can certainly take vitamins and shabbos. But he's going to say, even like the Magen Avraham, you could. He's going to want to argue. Well, we could. One heter we have is that it's a Michael Brian.
Right.
Yeah. You could say, and then Magen Avraham wouldn't have any problem with it. If you're going to call vitamins a Michael Brian, which makes sense because so many Brian take it. V'sheinis nirulam. Tafil matusa da Magen Avraham. Kol kaigdan shel nidneinu. Yoshikam hu yoide lo mikri ze shos lefua. That's another zug. He's going to say the Magen Avraham, even if you won't call it a Michael Brian. So what does the Magen Avraham says? You can't take lefua lechazek mizgoy. We're not taking it lechazek mizgo. We're taking it in lieu of food. His svar is that it's in lieu of food. It's not lechazek mizgo.
He doesn't have time to take it right, eat the right food.
Yeah, he wants to eat less food. So it's in lieu of food. Lo mikri zesho selefua edoma zekoichel l'ravoy. It's like you're hungry, you're eating. But instead of hungry eating food, today you don't have to eat the food. We have a new chapin science today. You don't have to eat the food, you eat the vitamins.
You just have to make a bracha then.
But you have no hanah from it. You make a bracha not on the health. I always diet it. Food is healthy, but you make a bracha on a piece of unhealthy cake. Okay, there's sugar in there, which the body needs.
The pleasure.
You want to eat less. Why are you taking vitamins? Eat more. So I don't want to eat more. I want to take vitamins instead. Was it put on weight? Midai. Oh, mitama, oh, doima, or other reasons. He doesn't want to eat more.
There's no plan.
Uvimakon zek, the ravona, who loke has a vitamin. Here is a kedoma lachila le ravoi. His lumdish is Sicilia.
That's very simple.
Yeah, it's a nice lumdish. Yeah, he says this is food. It's in lieu of food. It's not medicine.
Right.
You're taking this instead of food.
That's why healthy people eat it.
Right. He's saying, even the Magen Avraham says, it's not called the Chazek Mizgai. It's not called the Chazek Mizgai. The Mutter Lekach, the Mashiach, you have lazy Mamish Kashar, Michael Umash, Kasim Lavras Aguf, Vochum Shosim Shem Zosamatar. Yeah, it's nice svar. By the way, the Tzitz Elias, I never saw something crim in the Sefer. I mean, very big chassid. The Tzitz Elias is myridic. He's very glatt and very deep. Okay, so now we have Rabbi Sai, we have three hatterim to take vitamins on Shabbos. Either it's Michael Brim, and Zichamot, you'll have to take it for medicine. Or if you don't hold like the Magen Avraham, if you hold like the Beis Yosef. See, the Magen Avraham is learning the Pshuto and the Tor. And he brings many rites from Gemaras. I want you to know the Magen Avraham is, see, the Egel Tal speaks about them. But I did like a lot of his rites. And then, then hold of an owner of the mold of the Magen Avraham. And then you have this heter, that this is not, even the Magen Avraham would be more than vitamins, because you're not, it's not like something you take lechazik mizgo, it's in lieu of food. You're just taking food instead of eating. This is food. What about if not that way? Let's say you're weak, you need strength. Some people that take vitamins, because they have low ichveis, maybe the red blood cells are low.
Iron,
right?
Steroids.
Iron, okay. A bicycle, you mean the bicyclist? So he says, Shafilo haloichim soig vitamin A, lemishim chushasa. Is that weak? I'm healthy, but I'm a little tired. I need, you're low in iron, red blood. Uchde lechazek mezgo, force me chusham. So then it's that's the Magen Avraham. That's not stam food. So here you don't have the tzitzelias svar. Here you're taking it for specific lechazek mizgai. So you may be healthy. You're not sick. You have a meichush, but you want more strength. Gam kein mutalem lahamshich lekach lemeshabes vuhu. So that is like amigo. Since people take vitamins, not only people don't only take vitamins when they have a weakness. I just saw that in the Poskim today. You let us smoke tobacco or chew tobacco. Lishov tabak, smoke tobacco, bin chirav. You know why it's mutter? Bein shosa came fishol bin michush arosh. I have a headache. So you're allowed to smoke tobacco. You know why? Because some people do it for the taste. Because it's delicious. He says, the poiskim said, Mishabura brings it. I saw in the shay, they all bring it.
That's what
we're
talking about.
No, not a smoke, but to breathe it. Lishov things to breathe it in.
Smell it.
Yeah, lishov tabak.
Are we talking about smoking over here?
No, not on Shabbos.
Shmek tabak.
Now, if you have a headache and you're taking tobacco to get rid of the headache, since people use it, so she says, shal b'michash harosh. Uvein lahach v'ashichrus, or to get rid of shichrus, which I argued is mutter anyway. Because I have a raya that's not called medicine. The kevin shi spashet shivas atabak l'dolum tam mishum tainug. Some people enjoy it. Alan Carr says they don't, but people think they enjoy it.
Who says this?
Alan Carr.
The
guy with the diet. So he wrote a book, The Easy Way Method of Stopping to Smoke. He believes nobody enjoys smoking. It's his opinion that you don't enjoy it. But people think they enjoy
it. We're talking about smelling it.
Omishum reyach, or they like the fragrance. Yeah, I understand, but it's the same idea as smoking. On Shabbos, obviously, you can't smoke. There's no shayel. Omishim reyach. Lochumilchsa da avid lefu aincha. As long as it's not muchamilsa. So when you're taking vitamins, you may be taking the vitamins because you're weak. But since people take vitamins as food, so it's not muchamilsa, it's mutter, like the tabak. Just like you can smell the tobacco for your headache. Mm-hmm. Because since people smell tobacco for hanoya, so you're doing it for a food, it's mutter. So since people take medicine for a supplement of food in lieu of food, so you can take it for your weakness. So he's clearly permitting it for a headache. Mishnah Berurah brings these achronim, that since people take whiffs of tobacco for tainug, you're allowed to do it even if you have a headache. Since people are taking it for Hashlama Saichel, so he's dining that even according to the Magen Avraham, if you're taking the Chizuk HaMezek. So he wanted to say the Magen Avraham will take it, it's agreeable to take it for food. But if you're going to say if you take it for food, it's as a lieu of food. Mm-hmm. Lieu of food. It's mutter. So it's mutter even for a headache, even for a weakness. Then it's mutter even l'chazik mizga because of this heter of the tabak. And all this pilpul is assuming it's Eino Michael Bream. Right. Assuming the vitamin. If you hold it's Michael Bream, you can erase. It's all mutter. So he says, "Zos noisaf mashikasav nebrosh tevareinu shesh bechal makom lekvosh nechshav mehim kamaychal bereim." You can consider vitamins maychal bereim. The fact that it's a pill doesn't matter. If healthy people take it, it's maychal bereim. V'shemutel fizal kachtem v'shemuchachem milsev fulkav. Then it would be mutter even if people know you're taking it because you need to mechazik mizga. Then it's mutter even if it's muchachem milsev. So now Rabbi say. You see, we have like four. You see why he's make. He's make on vitamins. You can take vitamins. Tzitzel Eliezer holds you can take vitamins on Shabbos. Strong arguments. Very four strong arguments. Now he has a fifth argument. More. L'cholam yesh od. Says, I have another argument. Sniff heter. Another sniff to be matter vitamins. Take it every day. If you take it, this is fast of it. Taking it every day. It's a het if you take it every day. Some say something you take every day, you're not afraid of, he's gonna something you take when you get sick, you're gonna grind medicine. If you take it every day, there's no gzei of shrika samman. There's such a svara. So he has a svara, Rabbi Sai. You know, this is a big chiddush. I never was meyer this way, but it's a fifth heter. See, this would even be, see, like David says, aspirin every day. Or my pills that I take every day. Some of it's mutter, because you take it every day, there's no gzeiv shchika samman. You're not going to be bald.
To make the argument the other way, since I take it every day and I need to take it every day, if I miss a day, I'm going to be bald and I have to make sure that I take it every day. Right?
So to be honest, I try to look this up. I don't know if I didn't find
it. I think it overlaps with the Michael Bream.
No, this is a new svar. This new svar is, you're not bald.
I hear what he's saying is,
a guy gets, he has a headache. So he's going to take his thing and start grinding it up because of his headache. But a guy takes it every day, so...
So what, he's going to prepare it, he's not going to
Yes.
But suppose it were medicine and you take it every day. Nobody's arguing that you're allowed to take it on Shabbos.
I would say...
it was real medicine. He's arguing that you're allowed to take it on Shabbos.
I would say in our time...
Yeah. Any medicine you take it every day?
Yes.
Not because it's a vitamin.
Yes.
So he's assuming it's just like medicine, but you're allowed to take it because you take
this heter right. is a new heter. Right. That's something you think
of... Gemara. He made it up himself.
I would say that
he didn't make it up. No, he didn't make it up though. No. He doesn't make up anything. He has good.
I would say that his chashash is even less in our generation.
I didn't bring it. I was going to bring it.
Ready-made pills, and nobody sits there with a vessel.
So that's already. See that heter. People say that, but I abhor it because it's chacham and gozer. You're right. There's no heter today. Nobody's growing.
I'm saying in addition to what we just said.
That's a zero heter. Once they made a zera. You're right.
You obliterate the whole.
Right.
Medicine.
Right, okay. I hear.
He took it away.
But there are some times when the Gemara tells us if it's not Shaykh, like.
Now he wants to know if you can take out antidepressants. What is this called?
What is that?
When anxiety pills you take for anxiety?
Xanax, Buspar, all of those.
Okay, what is that called? Now he talks about that. A few more minutes, Rabbi Say, let's look at this part
Xanax,
of it.
But there's a whole
so, Rabbi Say, now you can. You have.
Take your vitamins and good health.
You can matter. Easily matter children. You want to give your children vitamin and Shabbos. Your wife. You can be matter. You want to be machmer. Efshir is a tzad to be machmer. It's very hard to be machmer. To be machmer, not take vitamins. He has five heterim.
You have to be machmer.
What? Yeah, I'm not a big vitamin guy. I never was into taking vitamins. But if people who want to take vitamins and they feel that they can use extra, they can take vitamins. You can be makel. If you read the Stuven and Tzitz Eliezer, you're almost convinced. So the only thing that the major problem was the Magen Avraham. But we have svaras that. So first of all, the Magen Avraham is arguing on the Beis Yosef, on the Machab, on the Beis Yosef. And many people don't hold of this Magen Avraham. Deglital, the Torah Shabbos, many argue on the Magen Avraham. But even like the Magen Avraham, we had two svaras. Maybe it's a Michael Bream vitamins, because thousands of healthy people take it. So if it's a Michael Bream, you could take it for a food, L'chazik Mizgo. And B, it's in lieu of food. And since people take it in lieu of food, even if you're doing it L'chazik Mizgo, it's mutta like he brings from the case of the... So
the Isser is only what the other tzad, the Isser, or the Isser is considered like medicine? What's the tzad?
It's not Michael Bream. It's not Michael Bream. You take it L'chazik Mizgo. And you take it L'chazik Mizgo. That's the tzad, it's aser, because it's not Michael Bream, and the Magen Avraham says you only something that's Michael Bream, you can only consume if you're thirsty or hungry. Here you're not thirsty, you're not hungry, it's L'chazik Mizgo, and it's not Michael Bream. So that's the Svara, so you know, this Magen Avraham is the basis of those that are aser vitamins.
So
but you will argue with them, you'll tell them, who told you it's not called Michael Bream, and im tzad, it's not Michael Bream, you have the two Svaras. First, you have the svara that he's not taking it lechazik mizgo, just in lieu of food. The svara is interesting. Svara. It's a new svara, but it's an interesting svara. And then he says, since people do it for that, even if you're doing it lechazik mizgo, it becomes mutter, like the case of the. Now he talks about taking medicine to calm you down. Mutter lekachas b'shabes tufas argah to calm you down. Shechutz ma'od la'alfe yishmamish b'chayom. People who have anxiety, they need medicine to calm themselves down. Tufas yazehi. Truths are going, Shane and Merapim Kalal. They don't cure.
Argo means what? The tense?
Calm.
Calm.
To calm you down.
Somebody that's hyper.
Yeah. So he needs medicine to calm him down. Yeah.
A laxative.
Shane.
No, not a laxative.
Relax.
Right.
True. Argo. Shane Rappin' Club. Doesn't it happen?
Laxative.
Ashkatas Hatzavim. Antidepressant. He's a depressed. Ashkatas Hatzavim. Hamesech Bilvad. Oh, Hashkotas Mechushim Agomlos Afra'ah, or the Mechushim that cause this imbalance. In a Merapin, Sugim Keshish Mokum Lahat Lakhta Meshabis, Habu Makoris Lachachim Tzibisifri Tzitzeliezer. See, he doesn't write it here. He says that is his main point, because it doesn't cure. Means it's like shichrus, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, you know, I'm depressed, I'm an antidepressant, it's like getting rid of shichrus, I'm not sick. If a person's depressed, is he sick? It's not a chayla.
He's not physically sick.
Right,
not
physically the body sick. Is just not producing the enzymes that need to deal with.
So you can argue, like shichrus, just like shichrus.
No, melatonin is more...
and it's not a cure. And it's not a cure.
It's more like to,
he's saying two things. He's not sick and it's not a cure. If somebody's sick, it's not a cure.
Like
if somebody has medicine,
Tums.
If somebody has fever, that's Chalashay Basakam is allowed to take medicine. That's Pasha. He says if you have fever, then you can take medicine. Any fever, even though you walk around, you know, we don't, but any fever is Chalashay Basakam. It's impossible. Any fever is Chalashay Basakam, and you're allowed to take medicine. That's his shita. I think Rav Moshe would agree with that.
You might even allow to be grind medicine in that case.
Well, if you have high fever, Rav Moshe says over 100, 102 is sakana. High medicine can be sakana.
You're allowed to do anything.
But we're talking about fever means 100 fever, low grade fever. Right. It's not a sakana. So, v'azah shivin l'dayk kol sheish lo chom. If anyone has temperature, nechshev zeh kechole kol gufo shesadin shavish olich kineif koylech. If he's walking around, like I argued with the high blood pressure.
Walking pneumonia.
Still, kenafel mishkav damen. B'chengdino kenafel mishkav
shepas gamah,
shemud lakachs tu'us
b'shemes. Which I had, and walking pneumonia, I had a couple of weeks ago, I had walking pneumonia. You're walking around, sir. It's not enough going to miss.
But that's wrong.
But it's dangerous.
Right. It's actually really sick.
Well, it's like high blood pressure.
You
know the problem with high blood pressure? High blood pressure, you don't feel until it kills you. High blood pressure, you don't feel. You don't feel. I don't feel. High blood pressure makes you pumped
a little bit, don't you?
If it's very high, maybe. If it's very high. But high blood pressure kills you without fear. You cannot feel it at all. That's it's an amazing thing, high blood pressure. If it's very high. I don't know the number.
138, 140. That's not, is that high? That's already high?
So. I'm not sure which is the number. The bottom number.
The doctor told me to take anything.
Dr. Ryan is very machme. I don't know if all doctors. Some doctors told me it's fine. Dr. Ryan, he's very machme on that.
He owes
to keep your blood pressure down. It takes years off. Five? I think that's high. But it also depends on the lower number. I don't know the lumbus.
Like
but he makes me take medicine for it. So you take a little tiny pill every day. It's not nothing.
The body doesn't get adjusted to it and used to it, and then you have to take more and more and more.
Well, I don't know. My brother had more problems. My brother had, my father had, and my brother had, my brother's. Yeah, it usually runs in families. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I saw such a nice shayla. I love the shiur with a beautiful shayla. You already have shiur, beautiful shayla. One doctor says you need your sakana, and one doctor says you're not sakana. So what's the din? There are two doctors. One doctor says, can the doctor who says that it's not sakana do the Chil Shabbos for you?
Because according to his
if you're allowed to do it, he's allowed to do it.
Yeah, but he says it's not sakana. So is the sheet of the other doctor matter for the doctor?
He's kind of
the Chayri, he can't do it. He holds it's not sakana.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.